The Ruin of a Culture. The tragedy started the moment the Europeans came to America. The Indians had no resistance to European diseases. The Europeans infected them with measles, smallpox, influenza, and other diseases. The result was disastrous. The diseases wiped out whole tribes of American Indians. When Europeans first arrived in America, they took over the coastal areas. The tribes who were already there moved to the west. This caused problems with other tribes. The tribes had agreements about hunting and fishing rights before the Europeans came. Now the balance of power had been upset. The Europeans started moving westwards after the Revolutionary War. The settlers made treaties with the Indians. Often the Indians had to move. The Europeans promised to give compensation for this. Very often they broke their promises. As a result, many Indian tribes were disappointed and angry with the Europeans. There were many armed conflicts between them. There were also massacres on both sides, and many innocent people lost their lives. How smooth must be the language of the whites when they can make right look like wrong and wrong like right. Black Hawk. The Trail of Tears. In 1830, the US government passed a law called the Indian Removal Act. Indians had to move from places that white people needed. They had no choice. 16,000 Cherokee Indians had to move from Georgia to a reservation in Oklahoma in 1838 and 1839. It was a long, hard journey. Many Indians died from bad water, not enough food, and exhaustion. When winter came, it was freezing cold. Many Indians only had a blanket for protection. About 4,000 Indians died during this journey. But the Indians did not only lose their homes and their lives, they also lost the places that were at the heart of their songs and stories. The Buffalo. Indian tribes usually went fishing or hunting for food. Some were farmers. The Plains Indians had always hunted buffalo. The buffaloes provided the Indians with food, clothes, and tools. Their teepees were also made from buffalo hide. But then the Europeans built railroads across the USA. The railroad transported the white hunters right into the buffalo areas. They killed a great number of buffaloes and sold the hide and tongues. They had modern rifles, which made hunting easy. Sometimes they killed buffaloes from the train just for fun. This land belongs to us, for the Great Spirit gave it to us when he put us here. We were free to come and go and to live in our own way. But white men who belong to another land have come upon us and are forcing us to live according to their ideas. That is an injustice. We have never dreamed of making white men live as we live. Tatanka Yotanka, Sitting Bull. By the end of the 19th century, there were only a few thousand buffaloes left. Once there'd been millions. The traditional way of life of the Plains Indians was thousands of years old. It took only about a century for the European colonists to destroy it. Boarding school. At the end of the 19th century, the US government forced Indian children to go to boarding schools. The government hoped to Christianize and civilize the Indian children. They were not allowed to live with their parents and learn the traditional way. The Battle of Little Bighorn. Not all the Indians wanted to live on reservations. In 1875, Lakota and Cheyenne Indians left their reservation because they wanted to live in freedom. The US government sent troops to force them back. Their commander was General Custer. He and his troops had killed many Indians in the past, including women and children. In June 1876, Custer and his soldiers found the Indians near the Little Bighorn River. He decided to attack. He did not realize that there were three times as many Lakota and Cheyenne Indians. The leader of the Indians was a famous chief, Tatanka Yotanka, known in English as Sitting Bull. 3 hours later, the US soldiers had all been killed. The US Army felt humiliated. How could a band of savages beat one of the nation's best generals? They soon got their revenge. The government broke a treaty with the Lakota Indians about the Holy Land of the Black Hills. Europeans poured into this area and the army drove out the Indians. The Massacre at Wounded Knee. The Lakotas were desperate. Many turned to the ghost dance religion. They believed that they could contact their ancestors through a special dance. Then their ancestors would help them return to their old nomadic lifestyle of hunting and fishing. The US troops decided to put an end to this religion. There was a terrible battle on the 29th of December, 1890. The US Army called it the Battle of Wounded Knee. The American Indians call it the Massacre of Wounded Knee. The army killed more than 200 Lakotas, including women and children. I did not know then how much was ended. When I look back now from this high hill of my old age, I can still see the butchered women and children lying heaped and scattered along the crooked gulch, as plain as when I saw them with eyes still young. And I can see that something else died there in the bloody mud and was buried in the blizzard. A people's dream died there. It was a beautiful dream. Black Elk.